The ritual itself is used in different circumstances, for example, for widows, but also for young girls who have reached puberty. That's when parents force them to have sex with a paid hyena, meaning sexual cleansing. The ritual is done after the first menstruation. A girl and her hyena have sex over 3 days, which marks the passage from childhood to womanhood. Father Claus Boucher, a Catholic priest and anthropologist who's lived in Malawi for over 50 years, says teenage girls have no right to refuse the so-called cleansing.
She is considered as a public danger to the rest of the community because she has entered into a cooled stage. And people who are normally sexually active are considered as being hot. So there is a need in the culture to remove the coolness. And that is done through a special sexual act. In the past, when a girl would reach puberty and she would go through her puberty, she would be already engaged to somebody and she would go a bit with her future husband, and that will mark the end of the cool stage. And she would become normal by becoming sexually active and therefore would have no danger towards the rest of the community.
This arrest is a first step, because what's really strange with this particular man is the fact that he's been bragging about the whole thing. Father Boucher says that usually, when this ritual is performed, it's kept really secret. But this is likely to raise awareness about what's happening in remote regions in the country. Malawi human rights lawyer Crispin Sibande says the arrest is a welcome move, but he wants more action.
Arresting people is not enough, because we are talking of deep-rooted traditional and cultural practices that have existed in time immemorial. And also Malawi has adopted laws and policies to end these practices. But I feel we're not doing enough on the ground. It is important to take and engage the communities for them to understand that these practices violate rights, but also they spread HIV and AIDS among communities. If we just arrest one hyena or we threaten hyenas, is that these communities will go underground if they continue doing the practice, because communities have reasons why they do those kind of practices. So it's important to understand the reasons and engage them and let them stop carrying those kind of practices, and they need to be reformed. The initiative of ending the practice cannot come from outside communities.
On the ground, there's a need to explain why this practice is an abuse. Also, there are some regions in Malawi that do not practice it anymore. People have replaced the so-called sexual cleansing with medicine, so it can be overcome. Emma Kalia is the chairwoman for the Gender Coordination Network that works on human rights issues in Malawi. She says there's a need to really talk to communities.
Is about comprehensive programs where we are talking to communities door by door and making them understand that this is a practice of abuse. It has nothing to do with culture. It has nothing to do with any other entertainment. It is something to do with abuse, and it is criminal, and that it has to be stopped so that people start understanding. The other thing that I have also to mention here is about also the levels of education for people. It is about making sure that communities be informed, and they should be able to say no when wrong things are happening. So there are these three levels that I think that have to continue. Although we have been talking, we've been doing awareness, we need to put in very comprehensive programs.
Many outsiders, including the church, NGOs and the government, want to end sexual cleansing. And several campaigns have already been launched against these practices.